News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Taliban have announced that Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada will be their supreme leader, under whom a prime minister or president will run the country, as per a report by Tolo News. Anamullah Samangani, a member of the Taliban's Cultural Commission, reportedly said that Akhundzada will also be the leader of the new government. Taliban's political office leader Sheikh Mohammed Abbas Tanikzai was on Wednesday quoted by Pajwok.com as saying that the Islamic Emirate would declare its new government within the next 2 days. Sources had earlier told CNN News 18 that the insurgents are designing a government based on Iran's model, an Islamic Republic where the supreme leader is the head of state and the highest-ranking political and religious authority, even above the president. Consultations are almost finalized on the new government, and the necessary discussions have also been held about the cabinet. The Islamic government that we will announce will be a model for the people. There is no doubt about the presence of the commander of the faithful, that is Akhundzada, in the government. He will be the leader of the government and there should be no question on this, Samangani said as per Tolo News. Akhundzada, who has never made a public appearance and whose whereabouts have largely remained unknown, will likely work from Kandahar. Meanwhile, unconfirmed reports indicated that there will also be a prime minister's post in the next government. The Taliban have already appointed governors, police chiefs and police commanders for different provinces and districts. The Islamic Emirate is active in each province. There is a governor in each province who has started working. There is a district governor for each district and a police chief in each province who are working for the people, Abdul Hanan Haqqani, a member of the Taliban, was quoted as saying. The Taliban have been in a huddle in Kandahar for the last 4 days to put in place their new government that is going to be, as per their own promises, more inclusive and broad-based. Sources said a decision is likely to be finalized within a week. A day after meeting the state Congress chief, Navjot Singh Sidhu, party in charge Harish Rawat on Wednesday met Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh amid continued bickering within the state leadership. Sources said that during the hour-long meeting, Rawat reportedly raised the issue of discontentment within a section of MLAs and stressed the need for a truce between the CM and the state party chief. Sources further said that the CM was also informed about the 18-point demands that Congress had made to the people when it came to power in 2017. Sources said that the chief minister is also believed to have expressed his angst against the repeated attempts by Sidhu and his supporting MLAs to undermine the Punjab government led by him. Rawat arrived in Chandigarh on Tuesday to try and strike out a peace deal between warring camps led by Captain and Sidhu. Sidhu continued to take pot shots at the government, targeting the CM for not being able to act on the drug mafia, on those responsible for the Bargari fighting, and has also pointed fingers at what he has termed as corruption in the purchase of power agreements. Rawat, while speaking to the media, tried to downplay the continued bickering within the party. He claimed that the differences were being ironed out and the party and government were now focusing on the farmers' stir and the recent Lathi charge in neighbouring Haryana. Rawat said that the High Command had assured him that the farmers' community was being given all possible help and the farm laws were being looked upon on how they could be implemented with changes by passing a resolution in the Vidhan Sabha. Rawat said that the promises made by the Amrinder government in 2017 would be looked into point by point, and he was confident that under the leadership of Singh, the Congress would come back to power in the state. Pro-Pakistan separatist leader Syed Ali Shah Gilani died in Srinagar on Wednesday after prolonged illness, officials said. Gilani, who was a member of the banned Jamaat-e-Islami and chairman of the hardline Hurriyat Conference, had been suffering from various ailments for nearly the last 2 decades. He was a former MLA. PDP chief and former Jammu and Kashmir chief minister Mehbooba Mufti expressed grief over the demise of Gilani and said, "Saddened by the news of Gilani Sahib's passing away. We may not have agreed on most things, but I respect him for his steadfastness and standing by his beliefs. May Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat and condolences to his family and well-wishers." The Allahabad High Court on Wednesday said Parliament should make a law declaring cow the national animal and to punish those who harm it. Observing that the animal is an important part of Indian culture, the bench of Justice Shekhar Kumar Yadav said a fundamental right is not only the prerogative of beef eaters but also of those who worship cows and are financially dependent on it. The government should bring a bill in Parliament and declare the cow as the national animal and make strict laws against those who talk about harming the animal, the court said. The right to life is above the right to kill, and the right to eat beef can never be considered a fundamental right, the court further said, denying bail to Javed of Sambal district, who allegedly stole a cow before killing and beheading the animal. This is not the first offence of the applicant. Even before this offence, he had committed cow slaughter, which had disturbed the harmony in society, the court said, adding that if released on bail, the accused will again commit the same offence. The HC further noted that it is not only Hindus who have understood the importance of cows. Muslim rulers also considered it as an important part of India's culture during their reign. For example, Babur, Humayun and Akbar prohibited the sacrifice of cows in their religious festivals, the court said. The ruler of Mysore, Haider Ali, made cow slaughter a punishable offence, the HC added. The court said cow should be declared the national animal, as when a country's culture and faith gets hurt, the country becomes weak. The court said the government should also bring laws against those who are running cow shelters, but their aim is only to earn money in the name of the animal's protection. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.